Once upon a time.
Wait, this one has to be very wacky.
There was a little girl who was so cold.
Wait a second. Can you help me fix the blanket?
What? Slide on
the blanket. Oh, you'll fix it later.
Once upon a time, there was a little girl who was so cold. She went in bed and she cuddled under her blankets. And she was still so cold. So then she went home and got another blanket. And she was still so cold. So then she got an electric blanket, plugged it in, turned it up. Still so cold.
With the other blankets?
Two other blankets and an electric blanket. Still so cold. So she went.
That actually happened to me once. I was wearing two blankets, two of the blankets, like Granny's actual blankets, and then two, like the orange blanket and the red blanket, then my shirt, another shirt over top of it, a sweater, and Granny's housecoat, and I was still cold.
Yeah, well. So then she
went the night I came back from
downstairs and got a heater, and plugged it in. Still so cold. So then she put on some socks and a toque and some mittens and her snowsuit. Still so cold. So far she has toque, mittens, snowsuit, two blankets, one electric blanket, and
an
electric heater. Still so cold. So she sat there and she thought to herself, what the heck else can I do? I'm still so cold. So, what's up, coffee?
I'm sick, you know that.
That's a good point. So then, she thought, what is warmer than all of these things? The barbecue. So she went outside and got the barbecue and brought it into her room and turned it on.
And she went
and opened it up. Still so cold.
Did she lay in it?
No, she
had it in her bedroom.
Had it in her bedroom.
Was it like fire?
Yeah, it was a smoking barbecue. So her room was filling with smoke and she thought, okay, maybe the fire's not close enough to my bed. So she took her desk chair, broke it all up, and lit it on fire. So she had a campfire in her room.
Why did she do that?
And a heater. And two blankets and a
blanket. Why did she bring up her desk chair?
Because she needed something to make a fire with. So she had a barbecue, an electric heater, two blankets. Socks, mitts,
snowsuit,
two blankets,
an electric blanket,
and a barbecue, and a campfire going in a room. Guess what?
What?
Still so cold. She was lying there thinking, what the heck else can I possibly do? But as she was thinking that, the campfire in her room lit the floor on fire in her room. And she's like, oh, well, that gets a little warmer, but still so cold. And then it lit the walls on fire, and the roof on fire, and her entire house on fire. Luckily, she was the only one at home, so no one else was in danger. But she was laying there. Now this is starting to get a little bit cozy. But then, the fire burned through the wall of the house, and the wall fell off, and the wind started blowing in. Still so cold. Caught the whole house on fire. She got up and left, because it was still so cold, she needed to find somewhere warmer. The fire department was called, and they put out the fire. And she was standing outside watching, still so cold. So, she got in a cab. And she said, can you drive me to the nearest volcano so I can sit inside the lava in hopes of getting warm? So...
Is she still wearing the snowsuit, the blanket, yeah, and stuff? So, and did she bring the heater?
She couldn't because they all burnt down in her house.
But she's still wearing all the bits.
So the taxi driver drove her all the way to Hawaii.
So she wasn't wearing any shoes?
No. Where there was an active volcano. And then she paid a helicopter to drop her into the volcano, where she sat in a puddle of molten lava, still so cold.
Now this is wacky.
Yes. So, what she did was go out of the volcano and get the cab to fly her, to drive her over to I can't remember where it is, but I think it's in Florida, where they launched the rockets into space.
Florida.
Because she wanted to go to Mercury because she heard it was very warm on Mercury. So she hopped in a rocket ship, flew to Mercury, sat on the molten core of Mercury.
Still so
cold. She was actually pretty warm. But she was lonely. She was the only one on Mercury. As cozy as she was all alone. So, she decided she would bring Mercury back home with her.
How? You're supposed to fit that in your space shuttle. Even if you did fit it in, it would
burn. She carved out a big burning chunk of Mercury, put it in her spaceship, and dragged it home.
Burn it up, though.
But it caught on fire in the atmosphere and smashed into the Earth and blew up the entire Earth. And there she sat, warm in the burning Earth, but lonely. Still so lonely. Solved one problem, caused another.
Next That's life's episode, motto.
She's got to find some friends.
That's the motto.
The end.